Hello, this is John Mann, former resident of Freeport and descendant of Thomas Means. The Massachusetts colonial government originally granted this area of shoreline on McCoit Bay between the tip of Flying Point and Brunswick to the Dummer family around 1680. European settlement here, as in much of frontier Maine, grew in tentative steps. Europeans did not settle this area on a permanent basis until the mid-1700s. The Scots-Irish families that occupied this area comprised one of the earliest European settlements in Freeport. Minor conflicts stemming from the larger war between England and France for imperial supremacy in North America plagued frontier areas of New England and New York. On May 9, 1756, a warning reached outlying settlers about an Indian raiding party in the area. Thomas Means and his family, who lived in a log house in the vicinity and farmed, planned to wait until the following morning before taking refuge in a nearby garrison house, which was better fortified against attack. Shortly after daybreak on May 10, 1756, the Indian raiding party attacked the log house and killed and scalped Thomas Means. Alice, his pregnant wife, was holding their infant son Robert, who was killed by a bullet, which also wounded his mother. The Means hired hand, named Martin, found his gun and fired into the group of Indians and wounded one attacker. Uncertain of the size of the force opposing them, the Indians withdrew from the scene, abducting the Means' daughter, also named Alice, and 16-year-old Molly Finney, Mrs. Means' sister. Another daughter, Jane, survived the attack by hiding in the ash pit. Alice Means managed to escape her captors. Molly, however, was not so fortunate. The raiding party carried Molly Finney away to Canada, where she was apparently sold and forced to serve as a maid in a French household. She eventually escaped her captivity with the aid of William McClellan of Portland, whom she later married. Some months after the attack, Mrs. Means gave birth to a son, Thomas, who served in the Revolutionary War and was a longtime resident of Freeport. The area has been farmed continuously since the 18th century. While none of the earliest buildings remain today, many of the homes located along the Flying Point Road were built in the late 1700s and early 1800s. The Means Massacre story became a part of local lore and was kept alive through a strong oral tradition. In 1932, Freeport residents reenacted the massacre, with Means family descendants playing many of the roles. 1,000 people attended the event. The Means Massacre remains one of the most noted and traumatic events of Freeport's past.